Hello and welcome to Living Hope. This is Pastor Staten, and I want to welcome everybody that is joining us today. A shout out to our e-family, all of you that are joining us through the internet. I want to remind you every Sunday morning you can join us live at tv.livinghopemd.com. I pray that today's message blesses you and that you enjoy the word as it is shared today.
I'm so lost to be found, and I know it's in my mind.
You can return to your seat. I want to state this coming Sunday, Bishop is going to be teaching on baptism. And how many of you know we have social media pages for the church? Amen. If you didn't know that, there's some things you can do to help with that, by the way. If you don't do social media, I'm not trying to convince you to, but if you do use social media, particularly the main two that the church is present on are Instagram and Facebook, and believe it or not, there's a lot of people out there in our community that are on those things as well, and it really is a great tool for evangelism. I know there's negative drawbacks, but amen, it's a great tool for evangelism. And I would say if you do little things like even when we put out Instagram posts, if you'll like those, that's a little heart thing, if you push the heart, right? And if you'll share it, right? You put the little paper airplane looking thing. You can share that, and that will broadcast it to all the people that are connected to you. On Facebook, if you'll go every time, if you come to Living Hope and you check in, all right? And if you don't know what that means, I probably don't really know what it means myself. So I'm not going to dig too deep into it. But I know if you'll do those kind of things, it amplifies. And people, even in our community, it'll start showing up in their pages. It's easy advertisement. It's free advertisement. So this week, if you didn't go on Facebook or Instagram, there was a testimonial that was posted of, Ariana. I think Ari is how she referred to herself in the video, where she shares her testimony of the power of baptism and how it's changed her life in the last 3 or 4 weeks since she got baptized. It's a powerful testimony. And what we want you to do this week is everybody you know, if they don't, talk to them about baptism in Jesus' name and let them know Sunday during our Sunday school time, amen, Bishop is going to be teaching from 10:45 to 11:30. He's going to be teaching on baptism. And I think it'd be awesome if during coffee and conversation, we were just baptizing one after the other in here. Amen. I know we've got plans and, you know, we've got some fountain videos lined up, but I would gladly postpone fountain videos so we can baptize some folks. Amen. So tell your coworkers, tell your neighbors, share it on Instagram, like it, share it, post it, whatever you got to do. I don't know. Can we show that? I don't know if that's even possible. I didn't talk to anybody about it before. What's that? You don't have it? I don't know, maybe you guys could help her. We don't have to do it yet, but I think it'd be cool if we could show that video at some point. All right. Romans chapter 8, verse 38. We're going to read these verses together. So tonight is the continuation of Sunday. Sunday we preached the vision. Tonight we're going to kind of tie back into the preaching. I'm not going to re-preach it, but I am going to tie back into some things that were said. And then we're going to talk about how that's going to impact the church in 2024. Both what I feel, God is speaking, but also just in a practical sense, some things that persuaded are going to play out in the church calendar, planning, programs, events, ministries. Amen? Amen. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. This is where Paul said, "For I am persuaded." Where is Sister Simpkins? Sister Carol Simpkins. Sister Carol, where are you at back there? Why don't you hold up what you told me you brought to church with you tonight? Amen. There we go. All right. She brought Rusty to church with her. Amen. I think it'd be great if everybody bought a Rusty. Amen. Bring it to church with you. That'd be awesome. All the guests would be like, "What in the world did I just walk into?" Amen. "For I am persuaded." If you weren't here Sunday, that probably doesn't make any sense to you. Yeah, Brother Wilson, we'll explain it to you later. "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I am persuaded. Amen. I'm still chasing after Rusty. I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. I'm not 99% persuaded. I am persuaded. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. You could be seated. Amen. And if it's not possible to do that, that's okay. It is possible. Do you have it? Is it ready? All right, Sister Simone, go ahead. Show us that video.
My name's Ari. I got baptized at Living Hope in the beginning of this year. How it has changed me, sorry if I get a little emotional, but how it has changed me is in incredible ways. I have faith that everything will be fine. My mother, she started off this year really trying, and I'm her oldest, so it was really scary for me. And to not have anyone besides my mom that I depended on, having God was really amazing. And getting the experience from in here and getting the encouragement and the fellowship that I really needed and craved has changed my life. Like, I come here every Sunday looking forward to it. I meet with Miss Linda once a week. I do my own sense of Bible study. My family knows everyone here that I meet and build a relationship with, and they know their name by first name. They know who Linda is. They know who Pastor Stan is, and your mother and your father. You know, it's an amazing thing what getting baptized has done for me. I really want to grow, learn my talents, learn the things that God has for me, and just keep on growing in faith in Jesus' name. And yeah, thank you guys so much. And yeah, God bless you all.
Amen. That was awesome. Yeah, people are going to see that and say, I want to get that. I want that baptized thing. Amen. And Sister Simpkins, I'm going to do this right in front of everybody because I just remembered that you're doing a Bible study with Ari. Is that correct, Sister Simpkins? And she told me she wanted some anointing oil, and I forgot to tell you. All right? Sorry. I know if I don't say it right now, I'll forget. We need to get Ari some anointing oil so she can anoint her house. Amen? All right. So Sunday, we cast the vision for Persuaded. And the point of Rusty the Rabbit was in Greyhound Racing, that Rusty is the name of that rabbit that all the dogs are chasing around the track. And they'll get out of their starting gates and they'll chase that rabbit 50, 60 races in a row running full speed. But the worst thing that can happen for that dog is to get a hold of that rabbit, because the moment they get a hold of that rabbit, they realize that it wasn't real. They realize that the rabbit wasn't real, and they'll no longer race again because they're no longer persuaded. The point is simply this, that we no longer run the same when we're not persuaded. So that's why the enemy is constantly trying to destroy your faith. Amen. The enemy is constantly working to get you to believe that God is not real and that God is not for you and that the church is not for you and the church doesn't love you. Because the enemy knows if he can get you even to 99% persuaded, you're not persuaded. Amen. There's no spectrum of persuasion. You're either persuaded or you're not. And when you're not persuaded, you don't run the same. Amen. But how many of you are still running for Jesus? How many of you are still running the race? I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. I'm not throwing in the towel. And we talked on Sunday about some things that we've got to be persuaded about in 2024. We have to be persuaded about eternity. Amen? Have you know, when you no longer believe in the reality of heaven or hell, you lose that conviction. Your walk with God doesn't have that same passion in it. But when you truly believe that there is a heaven and that Jesus Christ could return at any minute, amen, you live differently when you believe that. Why, again, the enemy is trying to use philosophy and secularism to convince not just our children and young people, but all of us that there is no eternity. But in Living Hope, we have got to be convinced in 24 of eternity. We've got to be convinced. We've got to be persuaded on the importance of holiness in 2024. My Bible tells me, and I think yours says the same thing, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Holiness is me and my imperfection striving to be like him. And the only way you can be holy is through the work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost at work in us is changing us, transforming us, making us more like him. In 24, we've got to be persuaded concerning doctrine. Amen. How many of you still believe doctrine is important? Amen. The oneness of God is still important. New birth is still important. Amen. The necessity of repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, the infilling of the Holy Ghost is still important. That's not trivial. It's not some side issue. Amen. It's essential. Paul told Timothy, he said, in you preaching the gospel, not only are you going to save those that you preach it to, but you're going to save yourself by preaching the gospel. Amen. I'm sorry, by preaching doctrine. And so doctrine is not a side issue here at Living Hope. It is the issue here at Living Hope. Amen. We must be persuaded in the importance and the essentiality of the church. Amen. That the church is still the New Testament plan that God used as a vehicle for salvation. Amen. Back in Noah's day, it was a boat. In our day, buying a boat today, go out and build an ark if you want to, but that's not how you're going to be saved in 2024. You got to be in the church. Amen. The Bible says he's coming back for his bride. He's coming back for his church. Amen. Amen. And he said that it is a glorious church, and he's going to present it to himself without spot, without wrinkle, or without any blemish. And you look around and say, how is that possible? Amen. With them in the church, how is that possible? And when you did that, there was four of them pointing back at you. All right? With them in the church, how is it possible that there's not going to be a blemish? Because he's going to put his blood upon his church. He's going to redeem his church. He's going to make it glorious. He's going to make it perfect. He's going to make it spotless. And we need each other. Amen. We need each other. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Amen. Even the more as you see that day approaching. The verse before that talks about willful sin. And right after it talks about willful sin, it talks about assembling together. Can I tell you, not coming to church, not being a part of the body is a conscious decision you are making, and it is a transgression against your salvation. Now that's a little direct, but it's true. You need the church. And the church needs you. Amen? So here's the word persuaded is the Greek word pythos, and it's the same word that's used in Hebrews chapter 11 when the writer there said, without faith, without pythos, without persuasion, it is impossible to please God. All right, without chasing Rusty, without being fully persuaded, without running with everything that you've got. In other words, if you're not completely convinced, amen, if you're not completely sold out, if you're not running after God with everything that you've got, it is not pleasing to God. If your worship is not persuaded worship, it doesn't please God. If you're just clapping your hands because you like the rhythm or because that's what your neighbor is doing, that's not what's pleasing God. Amen, God's not pleased by you being on beat or off beat. God is pleased when your praise is persuaded praise, when your worship is persuaded worship, when the prayers that you pray are persuaded prayers. Amen. My Bible tells me, again, yours does too, that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. You know what makes a giver cheerful? They're persuaded. They're persuaded that this, I'm giving as unto the Lord. I'm not giving to a man. I'm not giving to a organization. I'm giving unto the Lord. Amen. And the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Without, everybody say without. Without persuasion, without being persuaded, it is not hard to please God. It is impossible to please God. So I want to challenge some of you that maybe in 23 or maybe events that happened all the way back in 2020, maybe you lost some of that persuasion. Maybe you went through some things that kind of took the fight out of you, that took the race out of you. But I want to challenge you. You can't afford to be anything less than fully persuaded in 2024. I want to encourage some of you. You might have thought you got a hold of Rusty. You might have thought you got a hold of something that wasn't the real thing. But I want you to know God is real. The church is powerful. The name of Jesus is powerful. Prayer still works. Praise is powerful. Worship is powerful. It's time to get back in the race. It's time to run the race that is set before you. It's time to say, I'm running with everything I've got. Amen. I'm not reserving anything, but I'm giving it all that I've got. Amen. Running like we are persuaded is not an option. Amen. So I'm not going to re-preach, even though I kind of just did. What I preach, I'm summarizing. But I want to emphasize, here's what I feel in the Holy Ghost. It's not just because I thought that would be a good word to put up on the screen, but I believe that this is going to be a year. It's going to be a very important year. It's going to be a critical year. And it's important that you make up your mind now. Everybody say now. You got to make up your mind now that you are persuaded. You got to now that your faith is in Jesus Christ. Now that you love the church. Amen. Because here's what I'm telling you, what's going to happen in 2024. You can't wait until the issue arises and then decide whether or not you're persuaded. You can't wait until the issue of the day arises and then decide, well, I still believe in Jesus Christ, or I still put my faith in God, or I still love the church. You got to make up your mind right now. I don't care what happens in 2024. I'm committed to the body of Christ. Right now, on this night. Amen. On this Wednesday night, you've got to decide right now that I am committed to the body of Christ, that I'm committed to my salvation. I'm committed that there is a heaven and there is a hell, that there is an eternity, and I'm going to live for Jesus. We can't wait until the circumstances unfold and then decide whether or not we're persuaded. We must decide now. I don't know what will come, but what I do know in my spirit, that something is coming. The sense that I have in my spirit is that what we will face this year will be either a very positive or a very negative. Now, I believe the issue, whatever comes, is going to come. But the outcome of that is either going to be very positive or it's going to be very negative. This is not going to be one of those marginal, frivolous, insignificant years where we just kind of float through it. This is going to be a significant and profound year, not just for Living Hope, but I believe for the church of the living God throughout the world. Amen. I believe that. And here's what I believe is going to make the difference. Whether or not this is a year of revival and harvest and breakthrough is, are we persuaded? Amen. This is either going to be a year where the church doubles or the church is divided. This is either going to be a year that there's great harvest or there's great hurt. Amen. And what's going to make the difference is on this Wednesday night when the people of God stand up and say, you know what, whether it's in May, June, or July, whatever comes, I don't care. I am persuaded. I'm all in. I'm not going anywhere. Amen. I don't care what attack comes. I don't care what opposition comes. I don't care what spirits are launched against us. I don't care what the devil does. Amen. I am persuaded. And I do believe this, that if we truly will be persuaded, I don't care what comes, it's going to be in our favor. Amen. It's going to be in our favor. People are going to come running to the church. People are going to come looking for salvation. They're going to see testimonies like Aries. And they're going to say, I want what she's got. Because what did Aries say? I've got peace. I finally got peace. I've been looking for peace and I finally got it. Do you know how many people right now in this community are going to cry themselves to sleep tonight because they can't find peace? And they're going to see an Aries stand up there and testify, I finally found peace. And I finally found people that love me. So in kind of transitioning into some maybe more practical elements of the vision for this year, one of the things that this word persuaded and is going to, how it's going to play out is in preaching. Everybody say preaching. The word pythos, again, just the definition of that Greek word, means to induce one by words to believe. Anybody ever watched a commercial and that person up there is describing a cheeseburger, and you didn't want a cheeseburger before they started. But when they got done, you didn't want anything more in the world than a cheeseburger. You would have sold one of your arms for a cheeseburger at that moment. I mean, they persuaded you. They talked you into, that's persuasion. That's persuasion. It's through the power of words to bring somebody to believe. And I believe I have a mandate as the pastor of this church that this is the year that I must persuade this church. Amen. That I've got to get in this pulpit and I'm going to say some things right now. It's going to be more apologetic preaching. Now, here, what that doesn't mean is I'm going to get up here every Sunday and say, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm a preacher. That's not theologically apologetics does not mean you apologize and say, I'm sorry. Theologically apologetic means in defense of. All right, it's what a lawyer does when they get up there and they give their defense. They state their case. So every preacher has kind of what we would call a candy stick. They have those general themes they like to preach in. I like to encourage. I do. I could preach every Sunday and just come in here and encourage. Amen. Because I can find encouragement in almost every story in this book. I can find encouragement. Amen. I can find it in the Proverbs. I can find it in Psalms. I can find it in Genesis. I can find it in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God said, there's encouragement right there that God is still speaking. And so it's easy for me to open up my Bible and say, oh man, that's an encouraging word. And I just come and encourage you all. And I still want to do that in 2024. But this year is going to be a challenge for me because I'm going to do more apologetic preaching. And it's going to be a challenge because I still want it to be inspiring. And I think apologetic preaching can tend to be very dry. And I don't like to preach dry. It's going to be challenging. So February the 18th, I'm going to start a series. And the purpose of this series is to persuade you of the evidence that God is real. Not just because you read it in the Bible. I'm going to use scientific facts to prove to you that God is real. And that all life started with God. God started, everything that exists did indeed start with God. All right, why is that important? Because we're persuaded by words to believe. And you're getting bombarded by this world that is telling you that you came from some cell somewhere that split in two and then became a fish, and then the fish became a monkey, and the monkey, whatever. Somehow it got to us. Well, I want you to know that's not real. Amen. I want you to know that scientifically and biblically, I am going to prove to you that you came from God, that God created you. Amen. And then the next Sunday, I'm gonna preach about why we can have confidence in the Old Testament, that it is the inspired word of God, that it's not just some book or collection of letters that somebody found and put together. I'm going to prove to you historically that we can have confidence in the Old Testament. And then the next week, I'm going to come back with the New Testament. I'm going to preach to you, amen, that the New Testament is inspired word of God, amen, that these are our words that we can have faith in, that we can depend on, amen, that we can count on the word of God. Amen. Then in March 17th, I'm going to start another series. And that series is going to be purposed to persuade with historical evidence and the power of Jesus and his victory over death in the grave. So we'll start the 17th and we'll conclude on Easter Sunday. But it's not just going to be hype. I don't ever just want to preach with hype. But I want to come and bring evidence. I want you to walk away from there with your faith encouraged. I want you to walk away from those services with your faith strong. Amen, that I believe, amen, that I see evidence that Jesus really did exist and that he really did get placed in a grave, and 3 days later he really did get out of that grave, and that he really is still alive today. Amen. And throughout the year, we're going to cover doctrine, and we're going to cover the church, and we're going to talk about eternity. Amen. We're going to talk about holiness and other topics that are foundational to your faith being strong. All right? Now, I know to you, it's like, okay, Pastor, that sounds cool. It sounds like a lot of work to me. But I know what God is commissioned me to do. And so I want us to come eager this year to be persuaded. Let the word, God, I want to be persuaded by your word. I want to be persuaded by the evidence that is in this book. Here's what I ask. I ask some of you are vacillating. You're not persuaded. All right? I'm just being honest. I know there's some of you that you're not really sure that you believe that God is really who we say he is. You're not really, all I ask is come and hear what I've got to say. All right, come and listen. Give me an opportunity to persuade you. Give me an opportunity to use the word of God and use facts to persuade you that God is real and that he's powerful. Amen? All right, next slide. some important dates that I want to ask you to kind of circle or put in your calendar. So we're going to have four grow services, all right? And as you can see on the slide there, the first one is going to be March the 3rd. Second one is going to be May the 19th. The third one is going to be August 25th. The final one is going to be November 3rd. That's a good idea. You can take a picture of it, all right? You say take a picture, it'll last longer. Or take a picture, because in a moment they're going to change the slide. You'll be like, what were those dates again? All right, so you can take a picture. Not of me, of the slide. If you want to take a picture of me, hold on a second. All right, now you can take a picture of me. All right, let me get my hair fixed. All right. So here's the purpose of these growth services. I'm asking as much as possible that you will plan to be here on those Sundays. All right, now if you've already got, you already put the deposit down on that cruise, all right, I'm not asking you to not go on your cruise. But if you haven't planned anything yet, I'm asking you to work around some of these dates that I'm going to put up here. Because here's what our goal is going to be. We're not going to make a special push, but our goal is that we're going to see such growth throughout the year, March 3rd, that our attendance on the 3rd will be at least 225. All right, not with a special push, just because everybody's here. Now, we would probably be there every Sunday. It's like we have 220 and 80 people are on the absent list. So I'm like, man, if everybody would show up at one time, who knows what kind of church we would have. All right, May the 19th, our goal for May the 19th is 250. All right, our goal for August 25th is 275. Some of you could figure out what November 3rd is. 300, 500, I like that better. 300, all right, our goal, if we would all just be here, again, not special attendance push, how many believe God's going to increase the church in 2024? So I'm asking everybody that will. And so I know there's always somebody in the crowd who's like, well, I'm going to, bless God, I'm going to schedule my cruise that day. All right, don't be that guy. Let's be in unity together. All right, let's be in unity together. And if you can, possibly, be in town on those dates. Next one is Memorial Day picnic, a great time of fellowship. Again, I know that's a holiday weekend. Some of you will travel. I'm not necessarily asking you to cancel your plans, but I am saying we're going to be having our Memorial Day picnic this year on May the 26th. Summer Surge. Amen. Anybody excited for Summer Surge? Summer Surge, we're bringing it back again this year. We're working on making it even better. Amen. We're working right now on some of the details, but that will start May the 27th, and that will go through September 2nd. If you don't know what Summer Surge is, get ready, because it's a whole lot of fun, and it's a whole lot of momentum. Amen. Didn't y'all enjoy Summer Surge last year? All right. Next, Vacation Bible School is August 5th through 7th. So parents, you want to write that down. It's going to be a great event here for all of our children. Youth Retreat is coming up August 30th through September 2nd. I believe that they are looking at possibly going to Gatlinburg, all the way down in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. So that's the plan right now that they're looking into. So we're excited about our young people. I believe it's going to be a great year for our youth group. Amen. I believe some of our young people are going to get persuaded. They're going to hear Pastor give evidence that God is real, and this is going to light a fire. Chi-Chi's going to be running around, chasing James Phillips around the church. It's going to happen. I can already see it. Amen. Ladies Retreat, October 10th through the 12th. That's in church. That's for us. Not us. I'm sorry, that's for you. Living Hope, ladies. All right. And where is that taking place? Massanutten? All right, somewhere in the mountains, right? It's going to be they're still working on the details, but that's for our ladies, not me, our ladies. Amen, that's going to be great. October 13th through 15th. All right, this will be the only time this year, at least as of now. Obviously, the Holy Ghost always can change our plans. But Evangelist Mike Easter. So y'all heard Jordan preach a few weeks ago. Wasn't that incredible? I mean, that guy got up here and just preached the house of fire. Not one note. I was like, dear God, how in the world is a young guy, 28, I think he is? Man, what an incredible. But his dad, so the original Easter, is going to be doing a revival for us October 13th. That's a Sunday, 14th, Monday, 15th, Tuesday. We will not have a midweek. We won't have a Wednesday night service, so we'll have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So Don't get to October and you're like, Pastor, I didn't know about that. You knew about it, because I'm telling you right now. All right? So take a picture of that one too. Don't be picky and choosy about which pictures you're taking. Get all of them up there, all right? That's going to be, I'm excited about that revival. I'm already excited about the harvest that God is going to bring in through that revival. Amen? All right, one hand clap. All right, Fall Festival. Fall Festival. October 26th, we're bringing Fall Festival back bigger and better than ever before. All right, we're gonna be starting now to get sponsors throughout the community. And we're planning on it being the best Fall Festival we've ever had. Let's see, Christmas banquet. We're going to do a full church Christmas banquet. It's going to be none of us working it. We're going to, it'll be a, you're going to have to buy your tickets. We'll let you know in plenty of advance. So you can like pay $2 a week if you need to pay to pay for your tickets. All right, we want to make it affordable for everybody. We want to give you plenty of notice, but it's going to be nice, right? Formal banquet. We're going to have somebody else prepare the meal, somebody else service the meal. So nobody that's a part of Living Hope will have to work that night. We're going to recognize leaders. We're going to recognize volunteers. We're going to take time that night to honor people, give gifts. Amen. So already you can start looking forward. Put that on your calendar again. It's an important date, December the 14th. And then the 22nd is going to be our Christmas tree stroll and children's production. We're going to blend those two together. December 22nd. Is going to be our, how many of you enjoyed the children's production this year? Wasn't it amazing? All right, so we're going to build on that one. So parents, all right, parents, now, I know you want your kids to be involved, and sometimes maybe you didn't get the word in time. We're giving you the word right now so you can plan around. Make sure that your kids are here so they can be a part of that production. Let's see, and we'll be doing the Christmas tree stroll out in the common areas of the church, out in the foyer and hallways and things of that nature. We're still working on how all that will play out. All right, communion. I told you all that we were going to take communion a little bit more frequently this year. If you want to be here for communion, if that's important, well, it is important. The Bible, that's an important part of our faith, amen, is taking communion. Every time we take it, we remember the Lord's body, amen. We remember the sacrifice that he made for us. So here are the dates that we're going to be taking communion. Obviously, we could do it more if the Holy Ghost prompts us to do that. These are just our plan. How many of you know we're still a Holy Ghost-led church? All right, so if God speaks and says we're going to do more or less, we'll do whatever he says. But this is the plan. March 24th, we're going to take communion that Sunday. June the 9th, we're going to take communion on June the 9th. September the 15th, we're going to take communion as a church. And then December 31st, that is a Tuesday night, I believe. It's either a Tuesday or Wednesday. All right, that will be a midweek service. That will be our final service of 2024. And I believe we might have to have two services that midweek night to be able to accommodate the growth that God is going to give. Anybody got faith with me to believe that? That God's going to give us dynamic growth in 2024. Amen. All right. One of the more important elements of our persuasion that we talked about Sunday, and I touched on a little bit tonight, is the beauty of the church. How do you really believe that? The church is beautiful. Amen. The church is beautiful. And the church is important. I truly could not imagine my life without you all in it. Amen. Without the church being a part of my life. And so with that in mind, how important the church is, Brother Simpkins and Sister Tice have worked to put together a cleaning list. I don't know, help me, Brother Simpkins, maybe with the word. A schedule for cleaning the church. How about that? And I know right now, how many of you are on cleaning teams right now? Raise your hand. If you're on a cleaning team, more than likely you come at least once a month to clean the church. All right, I know there's maybe, I know the team that my family is on, they've been kind to us. We only come once a quarter and do it. Anyway, don't get mad at me for that. It's just the way it had been. Brother Simpkins, Sister Tice have worked, and they've just kind of said, you know what, we just think everybody loves Living Hope, and they all want to be a part of that. And so that's the assumption that we're working off of. All right, and now if we're incorrect in that, you can come and talk to me and let me know. But I think that everybody here values this building. They want it to be clean, and they want to be a part of helping to keep it clean. And so they put together a list that has everybody involved, and if everybody will get involved, You'll only have to clean the church twice this year, right? As opposed to some that were cleaning it 12 times a year. How many of you think that's fair that we all work together? All right? That we all pull our weight. Now, so the way that it's going to work is it's going to be broken down by families. And if you have a smaller family, they've taken that into account and they've given you some individuals to help you. I'm saying this not to, we wanted to lead by example. I told Brother Simpkins, start with me and my family. And so this past Saturday, it was me and my family, and we came and cleaned the church by ourselves. And I enjoyed it. I'm being honest with you. It's not a drudgery to me. All right? I'm not doing it. If I was doing it every weekend, it might become that. But I want to do my part. This coming weekend, the Simpkins family is coming, and they're going to clean the church. I think the weekend after that, who is it? Is it the Sylvia family? Who is it? The Sylvia family. They didn't know it, but they just found it. The Sylvia family. They did. Anyway, the Sylvia family is going to come. So we're starting out with our assistant director families. They're going to come and clean the church, and we're asking everybody. So what we need you to do, Brother Simpkins, we need everybody to scan that. Is that correct? We already have you on the schedule, all right? By default, you're on the schedule, okay? And we are willing to work with you. In other words, if the date we have you scheduled for doesn't work, we're willing to work with that. We also need you to work with us. So don't be like, you know what, I have a hangnail that day. And, I have a toenail pedicure that day. All right, you got to work with us a little bit too, but we are willing to work with you. And if that date doesn't work, we will do what we can to move things around and accommodate. But I think it's fair that we all do our part so that there aren't people here once a month doing it. I don't think that's fair that there are people that have to come in once a month. If we all will do it, we're looking at maybe twice a year that we have to do it. How many of you think that sounds fair? All right, again, we love the church, right? It's still beautiful. We still love it. We're still glad to be a part of it. All right? Now, one of these days when we get into that new building that I showed you the picture of on Sunday and we've got, 20-some thousand square feet, we will hire somebody else to come in and clean it. We'll be at a different place financially, and we would not expect you to come in and clean all of that. So, but we're not there yet. But this is a move in that direction, okay? Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. All right. So there is also a table in the foyer, okay? So if you didn't scan that QR code, if you don't know how that works, everybody take your cell phone out, all right, and point it at that screen. Turn your camera on. Point it at the screen, and if you'll zoom in enough, your phone will lock in on that QR code. Okay, I say that. There we go. And when you do that, a hyperlink will pop up. And when you click on that hyperlink, all right, mine didn't do it. I want to make sure that mine does it. How many of you did that, and it took you into Planning Center, and it's got Living Hope cleaning teams, all right? And then if you are willing to be a part of that, you just click on the button that says register, correct? And again, we've already got you scheduled in there, all right? And if you're new to Living Hope and you say, hey, I love this church and I want to be a part of it, we will add you in there gladly, all right? We'll take all the help we can get, all right? All right, and then there's a table out in the foyer that you can see after service. Brother Simpkins, Sister Tice will be back there, and we've got about a month of teams already scheduled out, families coming, and during that time, we will work to, again, accommodate your schedule as necessary, as needed, to accommodate that for you, all right? All right, so this tonight, again, was more the practical side of the vision. Are there any questions? I don't do this every Wednesday night. But are there any questions related to anything that we've just talked about? Are there any questions about cleaning teams? Are there any questions about any of the dates that we shared? All right. So I've got one more thing I want to share with you guys. All right. This is fresh, new, right, hot off the press. All right. Let's see if I can do this without. Valerie, you want to help me? See if we can time this right. Simone, you ready? You're going to hit the button as soon as the curtain comes down. Yep, ready, go, boom. All right, there we go. There we go. That is going to be our new logo. You have to look at it. But if you look really good, you can see the H in the middle. So the L and the H are right there in the logo. We've already got some things going on to incorporate that into the different ministries. That's going to look great on a crew neck sweater. I'm pretty excited about getting that on a T-shirt. That'll look great in the middle, right in the middle of your hat. That's going to look awesome. Hey, I want you to feel good about being a part of Living Hope. I want you to be excited. This is my church. I'm excited to be a part of it. This is our church. So if you want to get a picture of that, you can get one of that too. Make that your background on your cell phone. Amen. Show it to your friends. Tell them to come get baptized on Sunday. All right. We'll leave that up there. Doesn't that look sharp? I worked really hard on that. I hope you guys like it. I didn't do that. All right. Just make sure. I'm in the pulpit right now. I don't want to lead you all false. I did not do that. All right. We had an outside company that we have partner with it that created that logo for us, but I think it looks great. I think it represents our church well. It's going to look great up here on this wall somewhere, wherever we end up putting it, I don't know. It's going to look great. All right, so thank you guys for coming tonight. I want us to stand up and pray together before we dismiss. All right, I don't want to present to you in a doomsday mood or a doomsday message about what's coming, about what we're going to face in 2024. Because I do believe that if we'll be persuaded, whatever it is that comes, it's going to be for our good. That God is using whatever's going to come to set his church up for success, to set his church up for harvest and breakthrough. But I want us to join together and pray right now. I mean this. Parents, I want you to pray. This can't be all on me. Parents, I'm asking some of you parents to get into the apologetics with your children. Go through a Bible study with them. They need to be more convinced about the word of God than they do about the football team that they cheer for. They need to be more convinced about that there is a God than how many points LeBron James dropped in a game on Friday night. And that can't just be relegated to the church. If I'm the only one telling them that God is powerful and that the church is great, and when they get that and they get home and they're not hearing that at all, guess what they're not going to be? They're not going to be persuaded. So it's got to be a team effort here. Because our children need to be persuaded, because the enemy has the crosshairs on our younger generation. I want us to join hands with one another. We started off, I asked Bishop to sing that song. And that wasn't just accidental. That was strategic, because we need to be bound together this year. Amen. To conclude the service on Sunday, I asked us to pray together. Amen. We are a diverse church. I thank God for that. I thank God that there is racial diversity. Thank God we don't all look the same and think the same and amen, talk the same. Thank God there's diversity. The enemy doesn't like that. He's going to come against that and try to bring division. So as we're joining here, right now we have to decide we're going to be a unified church. Amen, we're going to be a church where we worship side by side, black, white, brown, yellow, whatever color of skin you got, we're one church. Amen, we're not a black church, we're not a white church. Amen, we're not a brown church, we are a church. Amen. We are the church of the living God, and we're going to love one another. And we're going to stick together. Amen. Lord Jesus, I pray right now for the church, the body of Christ. I pray, Lord, tonight as we have shared the vision from Sunday and then again tonight, Lord, as we've shared the vision, God, of what you're going to do in 2024, I believe, God, the opposition that the enemy is going to bring in 2024, that if we will be a persuaded people, God, if we will be a persuaded body of believers, that, Lord, what the enemy sends for evil, God, you're going to turn it around for good. That what the enemy means for evil, God, is going to be turned around for our good. That, Lord, this church is going to be a shining beacon in this community. Yes, Lord, that there are going to be miracles, signs, and wonders. There are going to be testimonies in this year of lives that are set free. Hallelujah, of overcomers and conquerors, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray tonight, Lord, that we would make up in our mind that I am going to be persuaded. I'm not going to be a little bit. I'm not going to be halfway. I'm not going to be most of the way. I'm not going to be almost persuaded. But, Lord, I am going to be fully persuaded. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, let us be bound together. Let there be a spirit of unity, that we would endeavor for unity. In the name of Jesus, that we would work hard, Lord, to stay unified in this coming year. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. I know last week was all hands. Tonight was, you know, not what we're used to. Don't worry, next week, next Tuesday, we'll get right back into the Word, preaching, Bible study. Amen. So don't worry, not every week is going to be kind of laid back like the last two have been. We'll get back at it, all right? Amen. God bless you all. Greet one another. You're dismissed. Bishop, anything? Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Listen, I'm telling you, Pastor has prayed and worked hard at this. We've had incredible system directors meetings. God can do anything, but God uses people. And when Brother Trey sent me a text and asked me if I would teach the next 2 weeks, one Sunday on water baptism and the next Sunday on spirit baptism, I just had this idea that, listen, we want people lined up to be baptized. We want the altars to be filled with people who have never received the baptism of the Spirit. And the media team is helping. They're putting these things on Instagram and Facebook. And there was a time in D.C. where I had some interns come from around the country. And we had a contact with a group of Haitians. So we went there for a Bible study. And some of them wanted to get baptized, so we went and bought like a kiddie pool at Walmart, and we put it in the front yard, and I had those young men go door to door and ask people if they wanted to come and see Jesus change people's lives. And people came and stood on a sidewalk, and we baptized four different people that day. But it wasn't just the people being baptized. It was the neighborhood that was impacted because they went door to door and said, you want to see a life changed? Come and watch these people get baptized. I'm asking every one of us. It's not just because I'm teaching. I don't want to just teach us. Hello? And somehow there's got to be what Pastor talked about, persuaded. There's got to be some passion. Does anybody here remember when Jesus washed your sins away? Does anybody here remember when you got a new life? How many of you know the name of Jesus can deliver from drugs, alcohol, perversion? So I'm just telling, let's start this Sunday. Let's don't wait till December. Let's start this Sunday. We'll have them lined up. We got all kind of folks here that can baptize them. We will baptize people in the next week. We're going to put videos where people are speaking with tongues, as long as I have the pastor's permission, right? Because I want the world out there. They'll come just to watch somebody speak with tongues. I know you think that's way out there. No, we're running out of time. The clock is ticking. We got to do it. So anyway, he gave me the opportunity. I'm telling you, let's all join forces. Let's do it. Invite your neighbors. Invite a backslider. Invite your parents. Invite your children. Let's fill this place up with people that need to be baptized. Right? God bless you all. Thank you.
Sometimes it is easy to start on your destination without knowing the exact path that it takes to get there. To get to our destination, we need to follow the one who knows our predestined path. Be sure to subscribe and watch us. Also, visit us at www.livinghopemd.com.
I'm going to wait on you, Jesus. I'm going to wait on you, Jesus.